Money FM 89.3, Best of Breakfast. Breakfast Special.
Welcome to the Breakfast Show's Environment Special, Climate Connections. The global transport industry is in the midst of a major revolution. The world needs 2 billion electric vehicles by 2050 to get to net zero. To put things in perspective, a lithium-ion EV battery pack contains about 8 kilograms of lithium on average. So, is there enough lithium to make those batteries needed to power up those EVs? Well, the answer is no. In fact, the International Energy Agency says that the world could face lithium shortages as soon as next year. And according to Justin Hung, a material science expert from Hong Kong, lithium-ion batteries are used not just for EVs, and the lithium mining required to meet the rising global demand can take a heavy toll on the environment.
I think sustainability is really, really important because you can find anywhere around yourself, you are surrounded by lithium. Many of your devices that you use today, from mobile phone to electric vehicles, they are all powered by lithium-based batteries. But unfortunately, when you produce these lithium-ion batteries, you have to use fluoropolymer. Another name is called PFAS. Yeah, PFAS. That is a binding system or binding materials that is right now very essential in making batteries. So that specific chemicals is called PVDF. PVDF is used to bind all the active materials together onto the cathode and anode. Now, in particular, you may have heard like cobalt, lithium, nickel. Yeah, those are considered active material that is the fundamental for making batteries. Now, PVDF is considered forever chemicals that is very toxic to our environment and to also the human health. So if you keep using these chemicals and when batteries become so diverse in application, it would create a problem. Because these forever chemicals, you know it by the name, it exists forever. So it is very difficult to disappear, to get it away. So the world will be accumulated with lots of these chemicals and at some point it will become a disaster.
With the global demand for lithium-ion batteries projected to increase almost sevenfold between 2022 and 2030, recycling is key to addressing those environmental implications. But did you know that only about 5% of the world's lithium batteries are recycled?
Those batteries are very difficult to recycle. Why? Because this PVDF is a binder that is, as the name suggests, yeah, it's a forever chemical. It's very difficult to get it off. And to treat this PVDF, you need a very, very high temperature, yeah, or some very corrosive acidic process to get rid of it. So it's very costly to handle, you know, when it comes to recycling. And when, you know, in a world that economic benefit does all matters, and when cost to recycle outweigh the benefit that you can get from the recycled material, then nobody is motivated to do it, right? So to make it sustainable, the way to tackle is to make recycling really, really easy and inexpensive to process.
Research has also found that recycling lithium batteries can be hazardous. For example, cutting too deep into a cell or in the wrong place can result in a short circuit and the release of toxic fumes. And as batteries differ widely in chemistry and construction, it is difficult to create efficient recycling systems. With all those challenges in mind, Justin co-founded a startup called GRST, which stands for Green, Renewable, Sustainable Technology. And they've managed to develop a cleaner process to make batteries that pollute less and use components that can be more easily recycled. The secret ingredient behind that? Water. Or more specifically, they created a way to build batteries using a water-soluble binding composite. With that method, the lithium, cobalt, and nickel can be more economically recovered and reused again in another battery at the end of the battery's life. That reduces the need for further extraction.
The thought process in a nutshell is very simple. We make battery that is designed for recycling. When we develop engineer our lithium-ion batteries, yeah, we think about the materials that we use in producing this battery, and we make sure this material are easy to recycle. We need circularity to be sustainable. Otherwise, we just keep using materials and never reuse it again, and it all end up in landfill. Because of my background in the green chemistry, I know early on that this water-based process is going to work. We have no doubts at all, even when we started. But the challenge is, how do we fine-tune so that the performance of these water-based batteries has no compromise versus the traditional one, right? Because you make a greener product, but if it does not perform to the level that the consumer require, then it's still not a product that can survive in the market. So it's all about fine-tuning all this performance to a level that is acceptable. Yeah. So that takes a lot of effort, time to do all this fine-tuning to get all the performance up to the today's standard. But thankfully, we have already done it. Also, the other challenge is we need to develop new materials that love working with water. And a lot of today's material, they actually are very negatively reactive with water. Yeah, and we have to overcome this. Yeah, but it's a challenge that is achievable.
Through that method, GRST has not just managed to cut greenhouse gas emissions from production by 40%, its process also produces a battery that lasts up to 10% longer than average. But the real challenge, scaling up.
Being able to replicate the same results at a lab to a big factory with much larger quantity, that is always a challenge. So this is a process that takes us about a year to get it to an efficient level. Now, when we say mass scale production, the key is being able to beat the current standard in terms of, for example, for yield. Yield is about the percentage of a good product. So we have to be, for example, say 95% of all our products are at the past level. Yeah. And also we have to beat the current standard in terms of cost as well. Yeah. We cannot produce a product that is excessively expensive. And also more importantly is about the performance. We have to beat the current standard by performance. I will say it's very challenging for startup to convince the big players to use their technology, but because of our eco-friendliness features, the door is really quite wide open for us. There are more people are willing to listen to us because of the green aspect of our product, and their concern usually is more about our, you know, the production capacity rather than the technology. Yeah, so for example, if they qualify our products in terms of performance and everything, but then do we have enough capacity to produce for them?
Results have been rather promising as their batteries are already being sold in multiple countries. Following the recent completion of a new factory, GRST is ready to scale the battery technology even further. They hope to capture 5% share of the global green battery market by 2030 and are working to establish several circular supply chains over the next few years.
Actually, we have already started our pilot line back in 2019. So that was just before COVID broke out. And we have managed to sample over hundreds of thousands of cells to the markets for testing since 2020. So by the time when we started our factory in 2021, our battery has been tested quite intensively. And by now, our factory just started to produce about June last year. And we have already shipped over 500,000 cells to the market for products like e-bike and e-scooters, etc. And so they are already running on the street. And so far, they perform very well.
Since winning the Earthshot Prize last year, Justin says that GRST has been approached by several Singapore companies in industries like energy storage, and they've been actively in talks with them for potential collaborations. As the world shifts up a gear to go greener, Justin hopes that they too can expand their green footprint.
I would aim for countries that really care about environment. And I have to say, I have been in Singapore for already two times the last 3 months. I really feel Singaporeans They care very much about environment. Yeah, I see lots of trees, lots of green area. And for example, Europe would be a target market. They really care about the environment. They even put up a lot of law that would govern about the batteries manufacturing, the carbon footprint. So that is where I think we can make a better use of the mentality of the consumer to get our product out.
That was Climate Connections on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.